I also know now that you weren't lying.
I wasn't lying. First of all, I'm not a friggin' liar.
You know what? It just, I was like, I didn't realize how bad it could be.
What are you talking about?
Allergies.
Oh.
What did you think I was talking about?
All the other things that I could have been lying about.
I love you. And no, allergies are real. It sucks. Remember you were like so sick for so long?
Down for the count.
I feel like I've been
months.
Like a sniffly Sally for so long.
So have you followed my yellow brick road? Because I know you were judging me.
I wasn't judging you. And I do. I tried the Nasacort. Didn't work. And couldn't stand the smell. It had like a, oh no,
you and the
I'm
smells.
Lying. It was not the Nasacort. It was the Flonase.
That's what
it's whatever one it was in the green has a scent.
Flonase.
Flonase is disgusting. But then maybe I went to the Nasacort. It's the one in the blue bottle. That's what I'm using now. It's like more, it's double the price of Flonase, first of all.
Which Flonase is expensive.
It's expensive. This stuff was like $35 for
a couple spritzes,
like 30 sprays.
God bless.
And I forgot to do it this morning. But I think it works. Somebody says it dries your sinuses out, though, and I hate that. Why does Mother Nature hate us?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we're not getting any younger.
It sucks. It sucks so bad.
Are you also doing like a Zyrtec or a Claritin?
I was doing Claritin, and it wasn't really doing anything. So I started with Claritin, and I know that you need to take it for a week for it to be able to like really kick in, but it wasn't doing anything. And I'm hoping now it's starting to go away a little bit. I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah, so that'll help break it up.
It helps break it up because...
But don't not do it.
Well, no, because sometimes you can go to a place and like whatever there, it's worse. And that's the worst thing to do is be on vacation with like a stuffy nose. Ugh.
You and your nose and the smells. I can't. I didn't know you were so sensitive.
I'm so sensitive. Oh my God. And Uber, if you're listening, you need to have a setting on your thing where you can get an Uber driver or a Lyft without the fragrance in their cars.
Oh.
I was just seeing these. So apparently you're a Diamond member. Like you can choose if you want them to talk to you or not.
Yes, honey. I want the air conditioner set on cool. Martha Stewart started this girl. She wants the temperature cool and no conversation.
I can't even believe that they let you choose that. And well, I can't believe I'm not a Diamond member. I've been using them forever.
But you go back and forth. You play the game. Like sometimes you Lyft, sometimes you Uber.
Totally.
I was one of the original Uber Ubers.
I was one of the original Ubers and only did Black XL because it was when I was doing all my production around here.
That's right.
But it was before they did the point system. So Uber, anyway. Okay. But why don't they have a setting for people? Like, have you ever gotten in an Uber and it's so brutal that you're just like,
I gotta get out. I've gotten out of a couple, but I'll tell you this, check your spam. I think you might have the email to like set your plat or call them.
I'll call them.
Yeah. No, I don't
the Uber credit card.
Yeah. I don't do combo because I really don't, I'm working. I want to call my kid. Like I'm just busy. Like, right. Let me catch up.
Yeah.
And you know, like, thanks for playing. Just
keep it cool.
Keep it cool and keep it quiet.
All right. Well, on that note, hey, everyone, I'm Amber.
I'm Brian. Oh, God.
And this is Our Beauty, the real truth
about the cool, quiet shit.
Okay.
Dog nose.
What?
You're you and the dog nose.
I have a hound's nose.
But you've never in your life felt like you've ever needed your nose done, have you?
No, not this thing.
Me neither.
Did a lot of girls in your school?
Mm-hmm.
They did.
A couple.
Mm-hmm.
During the summer.
They would do it during the summer.
Yeah, and then come back brand new.
That's such a good way to come back.
Nose and boobs.
Yep. So, you know, I had a big change during the summer of my 6th to 7th grade. The boobs grew. The weight kind of dropped a little bit. And all of a sudden, I went from being ugly duckling to like...
Kind of cute.
Kind of cute. Yeah.
Like the
boys
fast
were
track.
Kind of like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. but no, never had a nose job. But I had no idea what you could do these days to try before you buy.
Yeah, this is probably one of my favorite episodes. I'm not going to lie to you. This interview was all the things for me.
Yeah. Speaking of try before you buy, my Shelfie this week. And now I want to... Some people have asked me, our Shelfies every week, these are not sponsored products. These are products we actually buy. We actually spend our own money on them, except for
or
this.
Or we got gifted some stuff too.
Yeah, but I don't think any of our Shelfies so far have been gifted, except for this one is. So I want to be
mine. What my yeah, the one that you didn't like. Moving on.
Okay. Well, so as a beauty editor, from time to time, we will get asked if we want to try products. And so I got this email. And there was a list of products. And of course, what popped out to me was JLo's bronzer. Also, Kendall Jenner uses this.
Wow.
I brought it here for you
I
to
don't really
try.
care about Kendall Jenner, but JLo is queen.
Hello. I mean, you sent me her video the other day. I
So
was
good. Did you
dying.
watch
I
it?
did. Her hair is insane. I can't believe that's just free on YouTube.
Yeah, well, that's her YouTube channel.
Oh, I
Shout
didn't
out
know.
JLo, you are queen.
We love you, JLo.
And the way that like A-Rod like treats
He's
her.
so cute. And the Starbucks mug that we've been coveting. You have one, don't you?
I have two.
Oh yeah, I think you're supposed to get me one. But anywho,
I think it's in my closet. I
try.
forgot it.
Try. Okay. So this bronzer from Serge Lutan, who is a French photographer, makeup artist, hairstylist, all the things.
Yeah.
But it's $150.
Hold on, let me open it. Have you used it yet?
Yeah. Not the little brush. I saved the little brush for you. I use my own brush.
That's not a lot of product.
It's definitely. This is very bougie. But I want to.
How?
Wait, can you just try it really
But it
quickly?
looks divine.
It does.
Tone
Wait.
looks like the
I'll
sands
hold it for you.
of.
Come over to the. I'll hold your mic.
I have a mirror over here on the
Oh,
compact.
great.
If you really, you don't mind if I.
No. I haven't even used the brush yet.
Ooh, the brush is good.
Is it? Well, because I want you to try. Because I'll get suckered by the price tag.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But it does, right? Oh, shoot, man. I wanted
That's
to hate
pretty.
this. Isn't it beautiful?
And it's matte.
And it's matte and it blends really
Right in.
well.
That just actually, because I'm a dude at like, what time is it? It's like midday, I'm shiny. My tinted BB cream is needing a little tone down, and this is everything it needed. Okay.
And I feel like
I'm
J-Lo when I
sold.
use it. You might need to blend in right over here. Okay, so I got to admit, I wanted to hate this, but it's got to be my Shelfie for the week.
Right.
And yeah, J-Lo. So let me just.
Like, how do they get to say it's her favorite? Like, who said it was her favorite? The
It
PR
wasn't her
bitch?
favorite. It just says,
She used it.
celebrity makeup artist Mary Philips uses it regularly to create the perfect bronze look for beauty royalty like Jennifer Lopez and Kendall Jenner.
Then she's absolutely. And JLo doesn't put anything she don't like.
No. And this is, it looks beautiful. Okay. So you can get it at Barney's. It's $150.
My
I
goodness.
know, but I love it. Anyhow, how about you? Do you have a Shelfie for the week?
I've definitely spent $150 on worse.
It does look good though. It just blends in. You did full face.
Oh
See, I
yeah.
just use it as like a bro. Oh, but the full
Yeah,
face
so
is
that's the trick for
beautiful.
boys.
Oh, it looks great.
Red Rover, Red Rover, just put it all over. Yeah. Absolutely. I can't be having that contour line. I don't want to look like one of those
No.
dragoons. You
No.
know, like I love a boy who wears makeup and, you know, barriers that line. That's just not me. Like, I'm not gonna have fake lashes on. Like, I did that for a minute in my life, and it's like I'm good.
You're good.
So my Shelfie is kind of basic. I'm gonna go back to like you can go all in high end JLo, wham bam, thank you, ma'am. I'm gonna go $10.
Okay.
Again, I'm really kooky about like sanitation and hands and like hand sanitizer, but then your hands are dried out.
Yeah.
And you wash your hands 100 times, and like I need a insane way to reset my hands. And
Yeah.
I love, and I say this, and this is not an ad. It's not pay, you know. I buy it. The Kiehl's Ultimate Strength Hand Salve.
Kiehl's is wonderful. Their whipped body butter. Oh my
Yep.
God, the crème de coeur. Die.
But this
Let me see.
hand
Hand salve.
is like gets you through the winter, and then for me, it gets me through the summer. I'm also known to throw this on like my heel.
Oh, it's nice. You know what I was expecting? I haven't actually tried this product before. I was expecting it to be like a little bit more like a like the Vaseline texture.
No,
It's a cream.
it's actually creamy that goes a little like matte finish chalky
Oh,
to then
amazing.
just like not, you don't look greasy. You can totally turn a door handle. You can totally like live your best life, but it's divine.
Don't you hate that when you like put on lotion and then it's
No,
like
you
you're
can't get out of the room.
incapacitated?
Yeah, you're all
You're trapped.
you're trapped. Welcome to your, you can't get out. So yeah.
That's your selfie. Love it. Okay. Well, speaking of not being trapped, if you are considering a nose job, our guest today, Dr. Halas, she's an ENT otolaryngologist. Basically, she is a very fancy facial plastic surgeon who knows about the anatomy. I'm really screwing this up. She can also... She's the one that you want to go to if you're having facial plastic surgery, especially a rhinoplasty, because we didn't realize today that you can actually lose functionality in your nose.
Oof.
I know. So
the more I thought about it, did you ever watch Botched on E?
Oh, yes.
And how many noses did they fix?
So many noses.
Some people be out there getting some bad work done.
Yeah.
And or they push the boundaries or whatever, and they don't think about functionality, which is like such a key element. You got to breathe.
Well, and you want to go, that's why you want to go to an ENT otolaryngologist.
Honestly, though, without like hacking our title any further, let's just let her do the do. Noses, go.
So you are fresh off of your trip.
I am fresh off my trip.
Were you doing procedures there?
I don't have my medical license in Italy.
Got it.
So
were
I was you, not.
You were observing. There with
me. You were discussing. And observing.
Got it.
Surgical techniques and planning lectures for this upcoming year. I'm going to be talking at, I was invited to speak at the Rhinoplasty Society in South Africa.
Wow.
Yeah, which is very prestigious and very exciting because I've never been to South Africa.
Now, I know that certain places have different looks, right? So in general, California has a much more, when it comes to plastic surgery, a much more done look. Whereas, you know, the East Coast has a little bit more of a subtle, everybody wants to go for the quote unquote natural, where I think in California, as a generalization, people are willing to really let it be known. Yeah, I had my boobs done. Yep, I had the tummy tuck, and it's a little bit more
status symbol.
Of a status symbol. Around the world, is it different? Like, are noses different?
You know, I think that that's very true. And there's definitely trends. For instance, we see a lot of surgery coming out of Iran, for instance, is very popular. And people actually will go around with the casts on their nose as very much as a status symbol. So there definitely are trends. There's definitely areas where it's much more popular and much more acceptable. And a lot of my patients, I have quite a few patients who come from California, and they do come here and they kind of want a more natural, under the radar look. Not making a statement about California, but right. It is a trend I've noticed. There are quite a few patients I have who come here from California and want a very natural look. So kudos to East Coast.
Got it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. New York strong. So I wanted to bring you on today, Dr. Halas, to talk about rhinoplasty. I feel like rhinoplasty has come a long way since I was in high school. And how has the process changed in the past 20 years?
Well, one of the first things that we really have seen develop is 3D imaging. And we really, just even in the past 20 years, we were able to do imaging. And so people could really kind of get the concept of what they were going to look for. We could draw the profiles really very well. And even the frontal pictures, we can kind of draw for patients so they can kind of get a sense of what it's going to look like. Recently, that's even gone even farther because patients using apps at home or selfies and filters will actually come into the office and they've already done their imaging. They'll come in and they already have a picture of what they want their nose to look like. With 3D imaging, that's gone even farther because they can have kind of a 3D imaged appearance. And people are using that for breasts. They're using that for body surgery. So that's a great way for people to kind of already kind of have an idea. Do they want more scoopy? Do they want more straight? How is it going to look for them? That's can go even farther because with injectables, patients can kind of do a little try before they buy, in the sense that you can come in. We can't achieve every single look, but we can hide a bump. We can kind of blend it in and make the nose look straighter. We can give a little perkiness to the tip. We can even inject a little Botox into right underneath the nose to help correct a little bit of drooping. So there's quite a few changes we can make to the nose. So people can kind of have a, what we call a non-surgical rhinoplasty, a non-surgical nose job, and kind of live with that for a couple of days, even a couple of months, even maybe a year.
And test that out.
Exactly.
Is that good, especially too for younger people? Because I know, I feel like in high school, everybody was getting the nose job. And I'm not saying that that's not the time to get it. I don't know. But your body and your face changes. So is there an ideal time to consider a rhinoplasty?
Yeah, there definitely is. You want to do a rhinoplasty when you're going to have the right time to recover, because we're not going to let you be doing heavy sports or heavy activities for at least 6 months, no contact sports afterwards. So it has to be a time that you're going to be able to recover. But high school, you're definitely can still be a time that you're growing. So for women, we commonly say that has to be 2 years after you've gotten your period, so that you kind of thought to be the growing has stopped. For boys, sometimes we're doing x-rays to look at your wrist to make sure that growth plate has what state you're still growing or not. Yep. Because if you're going to be getting a big growth spurt, if you're still on the smaller size, you're right. The face is going to change. And the idea is you don't want to be messing with that cartilage too soon, because where's the face going to be? What is going to best suit you?
So you mentioned one of the things that you can do beforehand is take these 3D imaging. These 3D pictures. You also said that people are coming in because God knows there are so many apps now and with the Instagram filters. But is it a good idea to do that stuff at home, to come in with pictures and say, maybe not of other people, but of yourself, and say, hey, is this something we can achieve?
I mean, I think it's a great idea. And the more conversation you can have with your surgeon, the more that they can understand what it is that you are trying to achieve. And the more you feel comfortable that your surgeon understands that, I think that that's always the best scenario. For the surgeon, if they see that you are actually trying to get an impossible, if you're trying to look like a Japanese anime cartoon,
red flag.
Like, right. That may not, or you want to look like a completely different skin type that's just never going to be achievable,
right?
Then it's never going to happen.
Right.
And that's good.
I've been brought in with a friend because my friend wanted my nose.
Oh,
and
you have a cute nose.
Thank you. I didn't do it. I have a couple friends that to my grave, they're like, so you're going to admit you had your nose done? I'm like, I swear I didn't. But in that same breath, the doctor was like, you'll never be able to have this nose. It's just not in the reach or the realm. And if you try that, you're going to look botched. Right. And this is why. And it was all drawn and explained. And it was, you know, it was a beautiful thing. I'm obsessed, actually, because of the Instagram and before and afters and social media, how many Hollywood stars have just done a little bit of a tweaking. It's unbelievable to me. And with that tweaking of that nose, and sometimes the chin, and sometimes a little that heart, they become like they have another cosmetic campaign because of it. It's the smallest bit of a nose can go a long way.
Yeah. And you actually bring up another point, which I think is so important, is, you know, a lot of times people are coming in and it's the nose, but there has to be facial harmony. And sometimes if you do a little tweak to the chin, sometimes that can bring into such facial balance, because sometimes people are like, my nose has to be smaller. The nose, particularly if you're looking at the profile, the nose has to be in balance to the entire face. So you have to look at the chin, and people are going, my chin? No, that's not the question here. But the nose has to be balanced to the chin. If the chin is too far back, then of course the nose is going to look much bigger. Ah. But if you balance them together, and sometimes you just bring the chin forward, then the cheeks are going to look better as well. So all of the details have to go harmoniously together. And then sometimes you'll achieve that balance, and then the person doesn't have to be so obsessed about one single feature.
And want it to change so much. Do you feel like, because there are some actresses, and I don't want to name names, but what I'm about to say will be the dead giveaway, lost their career over a bad nose job because it changed their face to the point where they were almost unrecognizable. How the heck does that happen?
So I think I know who you're talking about. And definitely if somebody has a strong ethnic component,
yeah,
and they are being used, and mm-hmm. if they get rid of that ethnic component, then it is going to change them so much that perhaps they're not going to be seen that way anymore.
Got it.
So
like you're lost over there?
Yeah, I'm totally
Catskills.
Oh, I was thinking Jennifer Grey.
So
yeah,
right. Jennifer, Catskills.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Dirty Dancing. I mean,
I don't remember this. I know.
She doesn't look, I mean,
nobody puts baby in the corner.
I mean, classic line.
I guess not after her nose. I mean, no, I remember Dirty Dancing.
Hello.
I don't remember her nose job.
Yes.
We'll have to Google it.
You have to Google that later.
Speaking of celebrity noses, who's got the hottest nose these days?
I mean, for a long time, Meghan Markle really kind of grabbed everybody because.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, before that, I mean, Kate
Sheena Prince's for nothing.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, the royalty. Everybody wants the royal nose.
The royalty for a while was really very, very soft. In for a while.
Really?
Yeah. People were.
Well, I mean, how many covers has she been on?
I mean, truly. Meghan Markle, I've interviewed her before. She's stunning and she's so nice and so sweet. And I mean, I was really excited when she became princess. Not going to lie.
I mean, it could also be I'm a little. I just got back from London, so I could have a little England on my brain right now. I'm a
fair
little,
enough.
Being a little Anglophile right
it's
now.
All right. Understood.
All right. So if we are considering getting a nose job, come speak to a doctor, have the 3D imaging, possibly if it's going to be within your realm of treatment, try the filler, try the Botox if that's an option, again, depending on the nose. What else do we need to know before we get a nose job? 6-month recovery?
One other thing that's important to discuss is function.
Yeah.
And you really, I would strongly advise you seek someone who is also a board certified otorhinolaryngologist or ENT, because the nose has to look good. The nose has to function. The nose has to stay stable for years to come. So has to look good, but that support has to be there in the long term as well. So great that you're going to be discussing what your desires are going to be, but you have to look inside the nose as well and really get a good strong history as to what kind of nasal trauma you might have had or nasal diseases or allergies, because that has to be addressed at the same time, sinus disease. But in terms of recovery, basically you can have a cute little cast on your nose, no heavy lifting. That's going to be really just for the first kind of 3 weeks. And we've really cut down, that's also modern techniques, we've really cut down on bruising. So usually, bruising can be kind of minimal. We've got a couple of tricks up our sleeves.
What are they?
We have something here in this office that's kind of new and exciting. Has been used in Europe for quite some time. It's called piezo surgery. And it's basically using, how would I describe it? Kind of like a ultrasound knife, sort of, where you can remodel the bone. It's super sharp on bone, but doesn't at all harm the surrounding soft tissue.
Wow.
So as opposed to the kind of graphic to think about, kind of breaking of the bone that we used to do, a little hammer there, we can actually kind of use this to really reshape the bone. And then a couple of other techniques that we have to really kind of cut down on bruising and swelling. So recovery's not too bad.
But you should plan to be bruised for...
Everyone's different.
Everyone's different. Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, if you go the non-surgical route and you do the filler to, you know, the try before you buy, does the filler last longer in the nose than it will other places? Because there's less... I don't know. Am I being...
No, I think you've got a point that there's less, I'm not going to say less, I would say less movement. We definitely do see that in other areas of the face. For instance, the area we call the tear trough, the area right below the eyes, where we sometimes get that very tired, sunken look. I'm going to be very careful in saying about vascularity into the nose. You have to have a very experienced injector because, I mean, there's quite a few people who won't inject into the nose because I'll even knock on wood here. There are, God forbid, that you block that vasculature. You need to be with somebody, preferably an experienced facial plastic surgeon, because you need to be monitored and that needs to be addressed if there is, God forbid, that scenario, because it can be reversed. But you just want somebody who really knows what they're doing.
You know, we've had Botox, we've had filler, we've discussed those numbers. To do a liquid nose job, would you say it's would it last a full year or sometimes more? Would it, and cost effectively, would it be like, you know, like
what are we talking?
Like, yeah, what are you?
Yeah, give us a range.
I'm going to say, in general, I would say you should probably start out with one of the hyaluronic acid fillers that are usually the 6-month fillers. I think they're usually going to last a little bit longer.
Got it.
Here in New York, it's probably around 900 a syringe. Yeah.
That's great.
You're not going to need, usually, one syringe would be more than enough, I would say.
For 6 months. That's a good enough time to see if you like it.
Sure.
And as we said, it can usually last a bit longer than that.
Right.
And then what is the average cost these days of a rhinoplasty? Or is it too varied depending on?
I think that's kind of varied. And of course, anesthesia time, probably 15,000 around there.
Okay. Well,
That surgery should last you a lifetime. And remember, addressing it functionally the correct way will address it beautifully, but functionally correctly for a lifetime as well.
So we've talked about all of the benefits and the wonderful things. What are some of the things that if we've had a nose job, we might want to be wary of in terms of functionality? Can they cave in? What do we need to be aware of before we're just yep, I'm ready for my nose job?
So rhinoplasty is, I would say, one of the most challenging and one of the most interesting surgeries that we perform. If you're going to a trusted, well-respected and well-trained surgeon, function should be maintained. But again, really speak to your physician about that and make sure that those issues are being addressed. But even in the best of hands, there still can be a rate of reoperation up to about 5%, I would say.
Okay.
It is a surgery.
Right.
So you do have to make sure that your expectations are realistic and realize it's still surgery. So not every single measure can be completely controlled. But in good, capable, experienced hands, should be a good outcome.
I love it.
I love it.
Thank you so much for sharing all of this fascinating information about the nose. If people want to see what you've done, if people want to come in and meet with you, what's the best way to do that?
So my website is www.drhalas.com, or you can follow me on Instagram at drhalas.com.
All right. Thank you. And of course, if you want to ask Dr. Hallis any questions, you can always write to us, hello@artbeautypodcast.com. And if you want to find us on Instagram, you can always find us on Instagram, Facebook, at Art Beauty Podcast.
But no Twitter.
No Twitter.
They made us leave out the T, but we're going to save it because we're going to see you next Tuesday.
Bye.